family, relationships, and personal growth. Professional counselor Julius Dudix is here to help. Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Here's a question for you. Did you know that more than half of the people in the United States report experiencing loneliness consistently? Yeah, 52% of Americans report that they feel lonely all the time. And you know, it's interesting because the winter and the holiday season, which also happens in the wintertime, is often associated with seasonal affective disorder. However, when you look at a lot of literature and articles and studies, it actually shows that not only can sad happen during any season of the year, but the spring, we actually see a huge uptick of loneliness reported in people struggling with this. And sometimes it's kind of referred to as spring bringing showers of sadness. So how do we combat this if people are feeling lonely? And maybe if you're on the opposite end of the spectrum, how do you identify that someone is struggling with this and try to help? We've got Julius Dudix here, our morning show counselor, to talk about it. Hey, Julius.
Hey, Melissa. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, it's a really good topic because over the years I've talked with so many who have wrestled with this same concept of loneliness, and I feel alone, and I feel like nobody hears me. And I've had people tell me I feel invisible. I've had teens come into my office and look at me and say, when I go to lunch, I don't think anybody really sees me. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad. It just breaks my heart because, you know, the reason we're feeling that is because man was created for a relationship. We were just wired for relationship with ourselves, with other people, and with a God who loves us. And so it is a real issue for a lot of people. And my concern is that we process this whole thing of loneliness in healthy ways, and we don't let it get to the best of us and all of a sudden just begin to exhibit negative behaviors and isolate and so forth.
So it's interesting because the reason I think spring for a lot of people doesn't really click as a lonely time is because for a lot of us, it's a happy time, right? We're getting out of the cold. We're getting out of the ugly part of the year for a lot of us. We're seeing, you know, brand new things, the blooms, and people are out and about again and shedding some of those jackets and gloves and whatever. But what's interesting is with all of that happiness, a lot of times you also see things emerge. So, for example, if you're in a very happy marriage, that was sort of hidden behind closed doors for the last 4 months because it was cold. You're not out walking at night anymore. I noticed so many people out, Julius, you know, when because I oftentimes will take the dogs for a walk or I'll take Chase after school to get some energy out. And we talk and I look around and couples are walking of all ages and people are out with their children and having play dates. And I think to myself, I know of family members and friends specifically who are single still or who could not have children. And I think about them when I'm walking around and I see all these people celebrating that they have their loved ones, that there are people currently who have the very opposite, either lost them or never had the chance to have them in the first place. Right? I mean, that's a huge reason why the spring is so, I would think, challenging. It's a huge shift for people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, for a lot of people, when they begin to isolate, you can look at your own family, your own siblings, even your own spouse. Melissa, you can spend time with your husband, but not about your husband. Or he could spend time with you, but not about you both, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You could just be together, but not be together. You know, you've got to be there mentally and also. But there are a lot of people that tend to isolate, and they seem overly attached to hobbies or possessions or maybe they're unproductive, or maybe they're in a negative mode of thinking. Those are signs that, hey, maybe this person really is lonely and really beginning to isolate. You can almost teach yourself to be a certain way and to isolate and to be withdrawn. You could teach yourself to do it. Just this morning, I got up at 6 a.m. and I heard your voice, Melissa. And you know what you were saying? It really spoke to me.
I don't know.
You said texting, people who text and drive.
Oh.
And I looked at my wife and I said to her, Joanne, I really need to not do this. When I'm in heavy traffic, the bent for me is to look down, and that is not healthy. That is not good. And so what I'm doing is I'm acknowledging the fact that, you know, this guy really was spoken to by your presentation this morning about how, you know, you said something about how you could ruin another person's life in an instant, mm-hmm. or you could ruin your own life in an instant by simply texting and driving. And that really just jabbed my heart. And I looked at my wife and I said, you know, I really got to watch this. I've really got a purpose to not do that, because I've got a 16-year-old granddaughter, too, who's learning how to drive, and values are caught and not taught.
Mm.
Where I'm going with this is you have to acknowledge any issue.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to acknowledge the loneliness. With the texting and driving, you've got to acknowledge it and say, listen, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to be honest with myself. I'm going to be real. And I'm going to purpose to not do this. I'm going to purpose to not text and drive, because I don't want to ruin somebody else's life in an instant. I'm going to purpose to not be lonely, because I'm not going to isolate. I'm going to look, you know, to other people to help me to understand, hey, am I doing okay? Do you have that network going? But, yeah, it's all about acknowledging the need to change certain behavioral thought patterns in your head.
Mm, I really love that. And Julius, it's funny. First of all, thank you for listening. That's very sweet of you. But it's funny that you say those words resonated with you, because, you know, I hope you don't take this as an offense. But, you know, for my listeners, you know, Julius is somebody who, you know, I started out with being a guest on this show and then actually became a personal a therapist, a friend to mm-hmm. me. And I've gone to him professionally outside of work. And one of the things that both my husband have seen and I have seen Julius, and one of the things that Julius stands by is exactly what he said in there, if you didn't catch it, which is starting with the truth. Every time you have a session with Julius, I don't know if this is everybody, maybe it was just me and Derek, but I have a feeling it's everyone. The number one thing that Julius will always come back to is start with the truth. And so what's funny mm-hmm. is in everyday conversation, it was very much brought to our attention during vacation last week. You were brought up a lot. And the reason was is because every time somebody in the family, you could feel like somebody wanted to say something, or maybe mm-hmm. something bothered them, but they didn't give the whole story about why it really bothered them.
Yeah.
Derek, who for anyone who knows my husband is very like he's very like reserved. I'm more of the outspoken one. Every time this happened on vacation, he would go, start with the truth. You know, he'd be like, he would pull a Julius and go, start with the truth. And by the third day, my youngest sister had me in stitches, because she's like, Derek, what is this? What is with the start with the truth nonsense? Like, why do you keep saying that? And he's like, well, Julius always says start with the truth and it'll set you free. And so I'm telling all you to start with the truth. So that is like a standing line in our house, which is start with the truth.
Yeah.
We say it to our 5-year-old. We say it to each other. Me and Derek, I mean, it's a very powerful thing. Start with the truth. And when you start practicing that, you really do overcome a lot of those issues, like a loneliness situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you don't start with the truth, then what happens is you end up suppressing it and pushing it down or compartmentalizing it. And it manifests itself in other forms of negative behavior. And that could go for anything. It can go for loneliness. It could go for addiction. It can go for depression. It can go for anxiety. But you have to start with that truth. And man, that's why the good book says truth will set you free, referring to Christ. But I feel like also in general in life, truth always sets us free. I don't know about you, Melissa, but I always feel so much better when I have an honest conversation
mm-hmm.
with people.
Me too.
And people are really being genuine, authentic, and honest, and speaking truth to themselves. And maybe they don't even agree. The other person doesn't agree with what I'm saying. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. At least we can validate, we can listen, we can try to understand. Because if you understand the other person's feelings, at least you may not agree with it, but you can build a relationship based on the fact that I can understand where you're coming from, or I can at least validate where you're coming from, but I don't agree with it.
Right.
So,
it's so
yeah.
true. And, you know, Julius, as I mentioned, this is something that can be very complex for people. It might be as simple as just starting to be honest and open with somebody you love or somebody you trust and addressing loneliness. But a lot of times it's more complicated than that. And if people want to talk to someone like you and maybe start with the truth, but learn how to do that, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, you can call the office at 203-243-7714 or check out my website at njcc.online. But if you're wrestling with loneliness or any other type of mental health issue, there's a website called Talk Life, TALKLIFE. It's a free global support network. You could also text HOME, HOME, to 741-741. But those are a couple of resources. But, you know, we always say, Melissa, yes, the truth, but also don't stay stuck. If you have a loved one who's lonely, or if you are lonely yourself, you know, there is so much power in choice. And you can choose to train your brain to wallow in the loneliness, or you can choose to say, hey, I'm going to own my life and find a purpose, and I'm going to put down less social media and put down the phone, and I'm going to explore, you know, what it takes for me to develop some healthy relationships. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Start with the truth. Don't stay stuck. I'm telling you, this is why not only Julius is somebody who I love to talk to personally, but I love to have him on this show on a weekly basis. And so, Julius, thank you for this conversation. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk again next week.
Thank you for all you do, Melissa. Have a good day.
You too. Julius Dudix, our morning show counselor on WICC.